From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. and China announced Saturday the ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in China Saturday, President Barack Obama says he intends to have more discussions with Beijing on some subjects where the two sides have not held the same views.
Great today.
President Barack Obama did tell us, well, in that discussion in China on Saturday, that he intends to have a discussion with the president of China, Xi Jinping. Mr. Obama intends to tell him that there will be consequences for territorial moves in contested areas of the South China Sea. This according to an interview that will air on CNN on Sunday evening. Obama said China needs to be responsible and that he plans to tell the president that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the Midwestern city, make that state, of Oklahoma on Saturday, and its impact was felt more than 700 kilometers away, including in Wichita, Kansas. So far, there are no reports of any injuries, but local news reports say people in Oklahoma City, the state's capital, have reported some damage there. We're staying on top of the story. We'll bring you the very latest as we get more information throughout the day. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader, home to Harare on Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. This is VOA News. Thousands of people paid their final respects Saturday to their longtime leader, Islam Karimov. The government announced the authoritarian ruler's death Friday evening, ending days of speculation about whether Karimov was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. Some political observers, such as James Nixie of London's Chatham House, believes choosing a successor for the powerful Central Asian nation could be challenging.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is, in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed a congregation at a predominantly African-American church in the Midwestern city of Detroit Saturday, telling voters there that the political system has failed the people. Trump says a civil rights agenda for our time is needed, also saying he hopes to rebuild the city. Trump has stepped up his outreach to African-Americans, but has taken criticism in recent days and weeks for making the appeal mostly before white audiences. So far, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign has not reacted to Trump's visit to Detroit on Saturday. Dilma Rousseff, ousted this past week as Brazil's president, says she hasn't elaborated on future projects but confirms she has political plans. She told a group of international journalists Friday she will oppose the government regardless of where she might be. The Brazilian Senate voted earlier this week to remove Rousseff from the presidency for using public money to fund state or federal social programs without the approval of Congress. A new law allowing anyone with a concealed weapon license to carry a gun onto campuses in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas is drawing mixed reactions. Some students worry about the potential problem of having guns on campus, while others think properly licensed armed students could prevent crimes. University presidents and professors argued that campuses should be given special status as no-gun zones, but the Texas legislature did not agree. An American celebrating Labor Day weekend culminating Monday, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.